A high-profile provision of the federal health law aims to make it easier for women to gain access to birth control methods that require a prescription. A new proposal pushes in the opposite direction. It would end the requirement that doctors be trained in providing contraceptives. NPR's Julie Rodner reports.
Linda Prine is a family physician in New York City. She says the kind of services she provides used to be known as general practice.
We do everything in primary care, more or less. We take care of people cradle to grave and care for all of their primary health care needs.
And for the majority of women, particularly outside major cities, it's family doctors, not obstetrician-gynecologists, who provide for their reproductive health needs.
The main people who staff community health centers, as well as large swaths of rural America, are family doctors.
Prine, who's also the medical director of a group called the Reproductive Health Access Project, helped lead a push several years ago to require all family medicine doctors in training to learn to provide all forms of prescription contraceptives and to counsel patients with unintended pregnancies on their options. That includes things like learning to place an IUD or insert a contraceptive implant.
The language was put in so that we would be assured that family doctors were prepared to provide health care for their patients.
But that requirement, along with many others in the rule book used for training family physicians, may be about to disappear.
The feedback we've gotten over the years is that a lot of the curricular requirements were too specific.
Peter Carrick is a professor of family medicine at the Medical University of South Carolina. He also chairs the committee that's rewriting the requirements for family medicine residents. The new rules are to take effect starting next summer.
And so, in general, what we've tried to do as a committee is to, in at least as many years as we could, pull back some of those specific requirements and give them, more general requirements to follow.
But Linda Prine says the big problem with leaving contraceptive training up to each program is that many residency programs these days are run by religious hospitals that don't believe in contraception.
The way it works right now is the residency is required to at least send the residents off-site to another place, say a family planning clinic, where they can learn how to provide birth control. If these regulations change and there's no wording whatsoever about the need to provide contraception, the residency programs would no longer be obliged to send their residents somewhere where they would get this education.
And if you think that religious-based healthcare isn't becoming the norm, think again. Lois Utley heads the group Merger Watch, which works to protect women's access to reproductive health care when secular hospitals merge with religious ones.
We took a look recently and found that of the 25 largest health systems in the United States, 13 were religiously sponsored. That includes 11 Catholic systems. So that means that the likelihood of a patient encountering a Catholic restriction on contraception is pretty high and growing.
Family medicine officials, however, say they're aware of the concerns from reproductive health advocates. Jeff Kane is the president of the American Academy of Family Physicians.
The important thing is that the American Academy of Family Physicians and family medicine educators really remain committed to ensuring that women's health is a core educational part of training family physicians. That includes family planning and maternity care.
Kane says that while the new program standards may not spell out the requirements the way the current ones do, he expects they will be included in a frequently asked questions part of the document that will still carry the same weight. And in any case, he points out,
the truth is this is a draft document right now, and we want to make certain that the wording in the document reflects the intended outcome.
Both Kane and Carrick said they'll be taking all the comments they've been getting about the changes under serious consideration. Today is the last day for the public to comment on the proposed standards. Julie Rovner, NPR News.